I got divorced a few years ago. Oh, God, 4 years ago now. And at the time, it was sort of like, oh, man, I can't stay home here all alone. I got to get out. So these friends said, oh, you got to come with us to Chiefs. It's really fun. It's really fun. We usually go there on Tuesdays. Chiefs is a really nice bar, tavern. There's kind of an ambiance in there that reminds me of bars up north. So I started hanging out with them, and they have pull tab machine, and you know, it's kind of like everybody buy pull tabs. These pull tabs are about 1.5 by maybe 3.5 inches, and there's 5 little tabs on them. You peel back the tabs, and under the tabs there's all these little icons. And if you get 3 of the same, you win some money. And depending upon what the icon is, that tells you if you won $1 or $200. Anyhow, people were doing these pull tab things, and you're sitting at the bar getting a shine on, talking to your friends, having laughs, la la la. And, you know, I'm sitting there looking at these things, and when you put them together after they've been opened, they almost look like fish scales. They thought, you know, because there were so many of them. I mean, they were piling up on the bar, and I thought, my God, I could make something out of these. So the first thing I made was this big bass jumping out of the water, chomping a wallet that had a $100 bill coming out of it. That was the first one. It was a very realistic looking fish, except that it had pull tabs for scales. So from then on, it was kind of like each of the pieces I've done are kind of a cautionary tale about gambling. So that one was the big one that got away. You know, people say that like they're gambling. Oh, I'm going to win. And then, you know, nope. That was a big one that got away. Yeah, there's the mermaid, the siren, calls of sailors into the rocks, right? There's another fish assemblage where it's a large fish eating a smaller fish, eating smaller fish. And there's a quote from George Bernard Shaw about the many must lose so the few may win. Oh, then there's the dragon. If you look at it, the way that it winds around is a dollar bill sign.
Oh, right.
Okay, chasing the dragon. Plus, what's cool about it is first, it's making something out of nothing, pretty much. It's out of making something out of loss. I didn't have to pay for it. And, you know, I'm a little cheap. You don't do art because of money. You do art because you have to. And that's what it is for me. I mean, it's what gives me solace after a really vile week. And man, if somebody buys some stuff, that's just the icing on the cake. It's great. Then I buy myself some cool shoes or something. You know?
Yeah.